I'm going to do something. Okay, you ready? All right, we're live now. Go ahead.
Okay. So could you tell us about the two dreams that many contactees or abductees seem to have? One of them is the Holocaust dream or the end of the world dream, and the other one is the dream of the sky filling with ships for a sort of rescue. Could you tell us about those?
You know, that's interesting because they all tie together because the Holocaust dreams, there's an argument right now if it's 25% of contactees or 33% of contactees, but it really doesn't matter. We'll just say 25%. About 25% of all the known contactees have what we call the Holocaust dream. Now, you know, when you hear this, you instantly think, oh, Jesus, the planet gets blown to pieces, nuclear war, nuclear winter, nuclear Holocaust. But, and by the way, I'm guilty of that myself. You know, when people would come up to me and tell me they'd had these wicked Holocaust dreams, I'm thinking, you know, the Jews, Holocaust, something along those lines, World War II, you know, the Holocaust. But that's not what they're actually talking about. Put this in perspective, you know, here's one dream from one couple, by the way. Both had the same dream. Separated couple, by the way, which I find kind of odd, but they might have been dream weaving. But anyway, long story short, they're driving into Houston along with some friends of theirs that they had picked up along the way, and they get to, and the reason they say it's Houston is because when they start describing the buildings, it sounds a lot like Houston if you've been there. Anyway, they're driving into town, and you know, the lights are all working, the street lights are working, the green and red lights are all working. Cars, there's no cars in the street, there's no dead people laying around and nothing, there's no fires burning. There's cars parked, you know, neatly on the side of the road where they should be, but there's no people, nowhere. You know, they're driving along and no people. And every now and then, they said they would run across what appeared to be the military doing mass burials, mass graves, where they were just dumping just hundreds, sometimes bodies, into a hole and covering them up. What I found interesting about it is every now and then they'd say they would run across a human that seemed to be changed. It really sounded like an episode out of one of those zombie movies, because they really sounded messed up. They were crazy is what they were. They had lost any real sense. I guess that whatever this was that killed all these other people made these people crazy. But what's interesting about this is everyone who's had this dream, which we says about 25% of the contactees, say the contactees are immune to it. So we're assuming they're talking a pandemic, that somebody releases a pandemic on the planet. It could be anything. It could be a new version of N1A1, a new version of the bird flu, some type of new chicken pox or smallpox. It could be any, any little thing that we're not set up for could run through our population in a matter of days. In the way they talk, in the way the contactees talk, because, you know, we've heard other cities describe, not just in American cities, European cities, and besides that, African and South American cities, it sounds like it doesn't take more than about 7 or 10 days to world's population from 9 or 10 billion to about a billion. So I find that fascinating in the fact that so many of them are having the same dream.
My son has had this dream of the zombie people he was shown, and he was also shown of a safe place to go. Are you finding many of the contactees talking about that as well?
Well, see, that's the thing. That's part of one of the agendas and part of what the keepers do as well. But what they're doing is any contactees after this happened that hadn't initially been taken, like they may have taken some early on when it first started happening, but anybody who's left on the planet hasn't been taken. All the contactees, there's a group of contactees that just go around and find contactees. That's all they do. They go around, they find the contactees, and they bring these contactees to a safe place where they can be picked up. What I didn't understand about this is we know that these aliens abduct all the time without any real problem. So why is it that they're having the contactees go round them up and bring them? There's something had changed. There had to be a reason why all of a sudden the Greys needed the contactees of the contactees or the keepers to go around the contactees. You know, something had to have changed for this to go on. So we're assuming whatever other races involved here must decide at the moment maybe to start recolonizing the planet or something. There has to be a reason why the other aliens decided to start walking softly after 10 or 15,000 years of not walking softly. Something immediately changed, or maybe whatever disease that's reached on the planet may be infectious to them too, so they're bringing everybody to safe zones to where there is no disease so that they can be picked up and brought on board the ships without any problems. And I don't know what it is, but they are being directed to safe areas, usually mountaintops, things like that. I can't tell you how many contactees have talked about walking through the woods up a mountainside somewhere, and hundreds or thousands of them at a time. Sometimes even being pursued by government people, which there does seem to be a few of them left around, which must have been either contactees that they picked up or the government figured out whatever it was in the contactees that made them immune to it and started using it for themselves. But that's what the other guys are there for, to make sure they don't interfere. It's almost like the aliens knew this was coming. They planned this to be coming. They left these groups behind so that there'd be someone to protect the contactees to get them back. You know, because there's a lot of talk about activated abilities, much higher psychic abilities than we would normally possess running around a planet. It's almost like whatever this disease is that's killing everybody activates a lot of the contactees' abilities that they've been using, just not to this point. There's a lot going on here, Beth.
What do you think that perhaps at that time, the aliens decide to activate something that maybe we have inside of us? Like, they might have implanted something, and they decide to mass-activate it on the contactees? Is that possible?
Well, I think they're breeding us that way. They're breeding us towards that direction, whether it's our generation or your son's generation or his children's generation. One of these generations is being bred specifically for this. They're moving us in that direction. They're making sure, when this happens, the human's abilities are to a heightened point so that when they're activated, that they're going to be basically unquestioned on the planet, meaning that you're not going to be able, if you're a government guy walking up with a gun, he's not going to feel threatened. You know, he'll just burn your head or melt your brain or whatever. He's not really going to feel threatened, or she's not really going to feel threatened. But what I found interesting about this is it only seems to be a select group that gets activated. Not all of contactees and abductees that are being picked up are actually activated. Matter of fact, if I understand it right and the way everybody talks, the ones that are actually dying are not going to be taken off work. They're going to be left here as a colony. But everybody else is going to be taken.
Could you repeat the ones
well,
that?
Well, yeah, the ones that are going around finding contactees.
Okay.
Like I said, there's a select, and this ain't all keepers, but there's a select group of keepers that's going to be out there. They're going to be working together. It's part of the agenda. And they're going to be looking for contactees left behind. They're going to be finding them and bringing them to secure zones so they can be picked up. But the people who are actually doing that, for some reason, ET has elected not to take them with them. Only the contactees that are being escorted are going to be leaving. The ones that are doing the escorting are not going to be leaving, which is just a handful, you know, a few hundred, maybe a thousand, so it's not going to be a lot, but still, not going to be. And the only reason we can figure out that there won't be is because they're going to be forced to do things here that I guess they don't want being introduced to the new population or wherever they're taking them to the new world. That is sheer speculation, by the way, anybody listening to this. I mean, there's some evidence that suggests it based on the Holocaust dreams from the different contactees. There's an agenda we talk about, which is what we were just talking about, basically, where you have a pandemic runs loose on the planet, kills most of the normals. Now, you would think, okay, well, now we have a clean planet with less than a billion or a billion people on. This would be a good colony start for humans, but that's not what they're doing. They're taking the humans off-world. Somebody else is colonizing. They're going to leave, like I said, there'll definitely be a human colony here, but this won't be a human world. It may be a mixed world, three or four different races, but it does seem to be moving in that direction. But this is only from this group of contactees. The other 75% of contactees do not have this dream and do not feel this way, by the way. They don't even feel this is going to happen. They don't share that same thing. Now, they also feel much safer and much more connected to humans than the keeper groups do. Those tend to be a lot more standoffish and don't feel quite as close to the human race because they know something's coming that they're going to have to do that they ain't going to like. Whatever it is, it does seem to be kind of freaky. And being that it's a full 25% or more, you got to kind of take it a little bit serious. It's too many of them, you know, and they're actually, and somebody's got to be directing this to start off with. You know, you're not going to have all these contactees having this dream unless ET's putting it in your head. It's just not going to happen no other way. I mean, we could say it was on a cosmos consciousness level where everybody was interconnected and they were just sharing, but no, it's much different than that because they're describing different cities. You know, if everybody would have had the same dream and it would have been Houston, okay, I'd have said it was some kind of shared experience. But since they're having dreams of cities nearby where they live, no, it seems more like an event that's oncoming. But I couldn't tell you when. And for most contactees, the 9 to 10 billion number comes up a lot. So we're at, 7 billion currently. So that's another 2, maybe 3 billion. That's another anywhere. That's turn of the next century is what that is. So if y'all hear the turn of the next century, you might want to think about, well, I don't know what you might want to think about. But if you're not a kind, all I can say is I hope there's a real God out there. For the rest of them, y'all going to be okay, so don't worry about it. But really, that's about what it is when it comes to the Holocaust dreams. They're dreams that will wake you out of a deep sleep, make your hair stand up on your head, make you not want to go back to sleep for some time to come. And a lot of contactees tell me it makes them look at the human race entirely differently. Mm-hmm. So take it for what it is, ladies and gentlemen. If you are having this dream, I would ask you to document the dream, write to myself or AS or any member of the International Community for Alien Research, because this is stuff that we document and track, and it's another piece of the puzzle, frankly. Every time we get a Holocaust dream, we get another piece of the puzzle, just like every time we get a contactee, we get another piece of the puzzle. And then what's weird is you can have a contactee family, like 10 contactees, you know, in case y'all don't know, we track generational cases up to 6 generations deep in a family, from great-granddaughter to great-great-grandmother. So it's 6 generations in between. And sometimes there will only be one person in that family, and that's 6 generations, which could be several hundred. There'll only be one person that's having a Holocaust dream. Mm-hmm. Meaning that all the rest of those contactees are going to get a free ride, and the one having a dream probably isn't. They're going to be one of the ones out looking. And you can tell because when they're talking about the Holocaust dream, AS, they'll be talking like, well, I'm walking along and I'll see this person or that person, and I'll walk up and I'll get a sense that they're a contactee, and I'll tell them to get in the car or the bus or whatever and come with us. So that even during the dream, they're aware that they're collecting contactees while this is all going on. So I find it fascinating, and there are a lot of contactees that talk about different safe zones around the planet. Maybe one day we can put up a list of what's considered safe zones. But then again, I don't know if that's such a good idea. Do we want the government to know that?
What about the sky filling with rescue ships? I've had that one.
Yeah, because that's still part of the same thing. That's when they're bringing you to the different places, yeah. That's where you're going to see them. See, that it's the dream is kind of misleading in the fact that when you see them, you're thinking, oh, they're all over the world, but they're actually in pockets, like, you know, they'll be over this area. There'll be a bunch of them, but they'll be over this area. There'll be a bunch over this area and another bunch over that area. It's whatever the pickup zones are is where you're going to see the ships at. And they'll, you know, since they're going to be taking a lot of contactees, they're going to be taking a lot of ships. And I think, too, a lot of it is there's going to be a lot of transport ships going up to motherships from what everybody talks about. There'll be a lot of, you know, from mid-sized craft, small to mid-sized craft. And there are a couple of big ones, too, that get mixed in, but a lot of times they'll be the smaller ones picking them up and taking them somewhere else, which I find interesting. So you do see about 3 or 4 types of craft, which I find interesting.